Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Aleph, the 41st Perek of Yirmiyahu. And this is following in the aftermath of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, in which in this time period Gedaliah, the son of Achikam, is made as the ruler, the Babylonian governor of the particular area, and he tries to unite the people. We see that there are factions underneath him, and he's been already warned by one faction, by Yochanan ben Kireach, that he should be distrustful of Yishmael and Yishmael ben Asanya, and he disregards that warning. He disregards an offer to snub out Yishmael, and unfortunately our perek is the follow-up of it. It's a short perek. The first section goes from Pasuk Aleph to Dalet, and it describes the assassination. We're told that Bachodesh Hashvi'i, the word Chodesh by itself in many times in Tanakh actually means the day of Rosh Chodesh. So it's on the day of the first day of the month of the seventh month, which of course is Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like Yishmael and his group of people are having, with the 10 of his men, are having a festive meal with Gedaliah. One can only imagine this is the first Rosh Hashanah, essentially, since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They're all together. As Rabbi Lau argues in the last perek, it's probably Gedaliah's attempt to bring closer Yishmael in order to create more trust. Unfortunately, Yishmael abuses this, and with his men gets up in the middle of the meal and murders Gedaliah and all his men. And in fact, it goes to tell us the Kastim Ashenin Sousha Mesan Shal Milchama. He also kills all the Chaldeans, all the Babylonians who are there with him at the meal. Everybody's killed. Obviously, the Babylonians must have had people there to sort of keep an eye on things, so he kills them as well. Remember that Yishmael was in favor of fighting the Babylonians, so that's part of what he does. What was in it for him? Like, what was the point of this whole business? So if you read the first pasuk of this parak very carefully, you'll see there are two reasons which the Meforshim point out, the Abarbanel, the Chidah, the Malbim all point out the same thing. And that is Ba Yishmael, it was on the beginning of the seventh month, Ba Yishmael, he came. Where did he come from? It's clear he was coming from Ammon. If you read the end of the last perek, he has an alliance with the king of Ammon. The king of Ammon was one of those in the alliance with Zedekiah against the Babylonians. He is trying over here to agitate. He's trying to employ Yishmael to create dissent against Babel because it will serve in his best interest. So number one is he is the puppet of somebody else. But it is also true that he is Mizera Hamelucha, the Pasuk tells us. He is from the Davidic dynasty, he is from royal blood, and he feels that it was not correct that Gedaliah was the one who was from this tribe of Sophrim, he was one of the scribes, should be sitting in the seat of power. So there's personal vendetta, there's political maneuvering, and probably the two together. Probably the king of Ammon is using the personal vendetta to forward his own best interests, and unfortunately, everybody loses in this kind of case. But what goes on next is this is the first massacre in this parak. There are two massacres in this parak. It goes on, it gets even worse. So we're told that immediately after this, nobody knows what's happened. He's sort of kept it closed. Nobody knows what's happened. By the way, of course, the date should be knowledgeable to us, because if he was killed on Rosh Hashanah, then that makes sense why the fast of Gedaliah, the Tzom Gedaliah, is immediately following Rosh Hashanah, the 3rd of Tishrei, because that was the first time we can actually fast for this terrible incident, but it actually did occur on Rosh Hashanah. Now, what happens is, if you carry on reading, is that in the next section, which runs from Hey to Yud, a delegation arrives in Mitzpah. And this delegation is made up of 80 men who come from the areas of Shiloh, of Shomron, and Shechem, seem to be the northern areas. And these people have torn garments. They're in a state of terrible mourning. Why they're mourning? It seems to be that they're mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're coming to Mitzpah to bring their offerings, to pay their homage to the rest of the people here, the rest of the Jews. What happens is Yishmael goes out to greet them as if he too is in mourning. However, as he comes into the city, what he does is he slaughters them into the pit. He kills them, massacres almost all of them into a pit. And the Pesukim tell us that it was actually the pit which was created many years ago. It is a well created by the king Asa because of Baasha Melech Yisrael. We'll go into that in a moment. And much, much earlier, throwback, which is where the place of the massacre happens. And there's 10 people who he doesn't kill. Why? Because they say to him, don't kill us. Yeshanu matmonim basodeh, chitimu sorim v'shemen advash. We have money. We have crops. If you don't kill us, it sounds like they're trying to bribe him, and in fact he leaves them. He leads them alive. And what he does is now he's in Mitzpah. He's in full control of all the remnant of Israel. And he takes everybody captive. He takes everybody who's left as his own captives, including the daughters of the king. Not clear if it's the king Gedaliah, if it's the king of Tzidkiyahu or Yechoniah. But he takes, obviously, the royal blood over here. And he tries to go back eastwards to Bnei Ammon, which is his stronghold, to the king of Ammon, who's going to safeguard him. Before we go further in the parak, just to understand over here, who are these people? Why is he murdering them? What in the world is going on over here? This is horrific. Is this killing for the sake of killing? So the Malbim says something terribly devious. There's something terribly devious of it. He's just murdered Gedaliah. So what's he going to do? He needs to create an alibi. He needs to frame the situation. How's he going to explain that he just killed Gedaliah? So what he does is he doesn't tell anybody. And he has this delegation coming in. And he wants to, this delegation is clearly mourning the Beis HaMikdash, right? They must have found out the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed beforehand. This is probably the first time they saw Yerushalayim, and the full impact and import of that experience is upon them, and they're mourning. What does he do? He wants to make out as if they were killed not by him, but by Gedaliah. Gedaliah is a puppet for the Babylonians, who, so to speak, resent the Jews mourning for their temple has killed them. By using that as an excuse, then Yishmael can walk in as the hero and kill Gedaliah for being the puppet of these terrible Babylonians. And this is the way he's going to work it. So he's using these people, he's murdering his own in order to be able to facilitate this excuse. It gets even worse, perhaps. And that is that maybe it could be actually that the area where he does it is also explanatory. As Tanakh adds in this footnote over here, that it is the pit which Asa made against Baasha. Just to go back, this is really just the beginning of the splitting of the kingdom, when the kingdom of Israel splits away from the southern kingdom of Yehuda. And the northern kingdom was under a person called Baasha, who had eradicated Yerovam's entire family, very powerful man. And he started making these fortifications in the north. So in response, Asa, who's the king of the weaker kingdom, Yehuda, in the south, sets up this pit sets up a defense system around here in Mitzpah to defend himself against the onslaught of the Israel of the north. And this well is in order to be able to sustain his soldiers aground, which means that we could be going back to very old and terrible blood. Why is it that Yishmael is killing these people? Where do they come from? They are more in some Shechem, Shiloh, and Shomron. Those are northern areas. That means to say that these are the Jews who are remaining in the north, who come in to mourn in the south over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And he can't stand that. Not only does he demand the kid of the throne because he's from the children of David, but he also believes that they have no right to be mourning about this. And the old blood, the old hatred, the old acrimony comes out, and he slaughters them as well, which is an extra additional level over here, as Rav Lau suggests. Very, very shocking and very, very sad commentary over here. And what happens in the end? So the parak goes on from Yud Aleph to Tesvav, where we're told that Yochanan Mikareach immediately hears about this and starts pursuing with his soldiers Yishmael and all his captives, and they meet at the place of Ayimso Usham El Maim Rabim Asher BeGivon. They arrive at this place called Givon in the land of Binyamin, and there's lots of water there. And when everybody sees this, the saving soldiers of Yochanan Ben Kareach, they all abandon Yishmael. They don't want to be taken to the land of Ammon. And Yishmael and his men, it says that there's 8 people who are with him, escape to the land of Ammon. It's shocking to see that how so few people can create such a terrible result. All the massacres, all the terrible things that have gone on really with a handful of Yishmael's people. It should obviously pique our interest that in Sefer Shmuel Bey's Perek Gimel, this is in fact the pool. This is the area, or it's Perek Beis, where the war goes on, or the beginning of the war between Yehuda and Binyamin occurs, is at the pool of Gibeon, the same place where Avner and Yoav set up what seemed to be an innocent struggle between the soldiers of David and the soldiers of Ish-bosheth, the son of Shaul, and it turns into the full-fledged civil war. This is coming up again, and Tanakh is emphasizing that what is discord once continues to be discord if it's never dealt with. And finally, what happens is after Yishmael, after doing all this terrible damage, has gone into exile, Yochanan ben Kireach is left with all these people, his soldiers, his officers, and all these people. And so what they do is they retreat southwards, they go to an area, Kimham, which is near Beis Lechem, Bethlehem, in order to depart to Egypt. Why do they need to go to Egypt? Because the pasuk explains, "Mipnei kastim ki yaru mipneihem ki kai Yishmael ben Netanya Gedalia ben Achikam asher hefkid melech Bavel baretz." They're concerned. Look, Gedalia has been killed by Jews. Gedalia has been killed. The kastim have been killed by Jews. There's obviously going to be revenge, and who's revenge going to be meted out from? It's going to be meted out from the officers. They're going to be blamed for what happened to Yishmael. So they're all now prepared to run to Egypt. Ironically, and unfortunately, we end, and this is the end of the parak, but we are end on a very sad note, which is they are doing ultimately the same thing which Tzidkiyahu and Yehoyakim did, which is the same failings, is they're seeking protection in alliances with other nations. They're scared of the Babylonians, so they're trying to align themselves, they're trying to escape to Egypt. It's not going to help, but they have not been able to learn that lesson. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.